No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today on the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is Iowa Falls incumbent Mayor Mike Emerson. What we're going to talk about today is his run for re-election of Iowa Falls mayor. Of course, Mike won re-election in 2021 over then Iowa Falls Mayor Gene Neugard. We had Gene as part of our other part of this Iowa Falls Meet the Candidates interviews yesterday. And Mike, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Mitch, thanks a lot. Always good to see you.
Mike, let's begin. Just give us a little background about yourself again. Tell us who you are and just a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I've lived in Iowa Falls basically my whole life. We moved here when I was 4 years old. I graduated from high school here. I went to Ellsworth College here, and I've built a family here. I currently am Dean of Student Affairs at Ellsworth Community College. My wife, Joanna, and I have a blended family of my daughter, Sarah, who's 28, and her husband, Ben. And then we have a 13-year-old daughter and two 11-year-old twin boys.
Right, very good. Now, why did you decide to run for re-election this year, and maybe kind of stemming back from the 2021 election, why you ran in the first place a couple of years ago as well?
Yeah, so I ran originally just because I'd been a police officer for so long, and then I was kind of moving out of that. And for me, it was a way to sort of still serve the city, but in a different capacity. I'd always been in some sort of public service role for a long time, and it's just something that I saw another opportunity to be of service, and being mayor worked out and I got elected. At first, I was not going to run for re-election. My wife and I had bought a little piece of property out in the county outside the city limits, and we were going to build. Well, those plans have gotten delayed for various reasons. And so the time opened up, and my wife and I talked, and she said, yeah, run again. You have time, and we're not going to be moving soon. So if you'd like to run again, run again. So I went from not running again to running again.
That's how politics usually work, Mike. So
yeah, right?
Yeah. Again, we're joined by Iowa Falls incumbent Mayor Mike Emerson talking about his re-election bid for Iowa Falls mayor. He'll be challenged by two. That's former Iowa Falls Mayor Gene Neugard and Dominic Rocky Damiano, as you heard on the Newsmaker yesterday. So, Mike, the next question I have for you is, as Iowa Falls mayor, one of the big topics this year, we had you on earlier talking about the removal of the dispatch center. I know that was kind of one of the reasons you have a couple of challengers here. Just kind of talk about what you would like to continue to do as mayor of Iowa Falls, and maybe kind of touch on that, you know, situation as well with the Iowa Falls Dispatch Center in regards to having that shut down earlier this year.
Yeah, so the Iowa Falls Dispatch Center merging, consolidating with Hardin County really probably should have happened 20 or 25 years ago. We were the smallest city in Iowa that still had our own dispatch. Well over 90 of the 99 counties in the state have consolidated dispatch. We were just one of the last holdouts, and we were a holdout at a cost of $360,000 a year for our dispatchers to answer the phone less than, you know, why we were holding out on that for so long. To merge with Hardin County, it's worked very well. I know that one of the other candidates is talking wrong, giving out wrong, and that sort of thing. And I can tell you, in 25 years of law enforcement, when you get a new dispatcher, sometimes, you know, addresses can come out wrong. I've been sent to wrong addresses before. It wasn't a catastrophe. It got fixed. It's not the matter that dispatch was in Eldora that happened. It's just a new dispatcher who got confused about an address. It happens. It had nothing to do with this, that ours being closed and merging with them. It's just what happens with a new dispatcher once in a while. So that was a good decision. It's worked seamlessly. I'm guessing most citizens don't even know that it took place. So that's been working well.
I guess in closing, then, why on Tuesday should people vote for you again as part of your reelection bid here in 2023?
Well, I've got 2 years of experience. The council runs the city, and the mayor's job is to represent the city and run those meetings, that sort of thing. The mayor doesn't have a whole lot of wave your wand magic powers to change a lot of things, but we do have input, and I have the respect of the city council, and I respect them very much, and I think it's a good, positive relationship, and hopefully that'll continue.
Again, joined by Iowa Falls incoming Mayor Mike Emerson and his run for re-election on Tuesday. He'll be challenged by two. That's Dominic Rocky Damiano and Gene Newgard, as we heard yesterday on The Newsmaker. Glad to have Mike on here today to talk with all three candidates ahead of the city school election. I know Hardin County's going to have a solid voter turnout. There's some school bond issues down there, some contested races for mayor, including there in Iowa Falls. So get out and vote, whether by absentee or in person on Tuesday. Mike, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Mike Emerson, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Hi, this is Taylor with First Bank Hampton. As harvest season comes to an end, rest assured that we will help you meet your post-harvest needs. Whether you need funds to upgrade your equipment, expand your operation, or simply bridge the gap until the next planting season, we have you covered. We have an experienced team of ag experts ready to guide you through the entire simple process so you can make the best financial decisions for your farm. Visit with one of our experienced ag lenders at either location to learn more about our financing options for your ag operation. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.